Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast. I am your host, Nicole Frolic, and I invite you to cozy up with me each week as I explore all aspects of the spiritual journey, spiritual biohacking, and expanding the mind beyond this reality. Remember that the collective awakening can start by planting one seed. So thanks for being such an amazing audience and sharing these shows with your family and friends. So without further ado, let's jump right into the episode and find out what we're discovering today. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Enlighten Up Podcast. Really glad to have you all here with me tonight. I have a returning guest who is no stranger to the show, and I'm really happy to have Matthew Mornian back, who is a multidimensional energy healer and intuitive reader who specializes in the clearing, balancing, and removal of negative energetic manifestations from the body. His current mission is to assist with healing the human body and our collective consciousness through the activation of the expanding multidimensional intuitive healing abilities that exist within each of us. Hey, Matt! Welcome back. How are you?
Howdy, good. Really, really good. It's weird out here in LA, but life goes on. We are doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Oh, you know what? I'm just so excited to jump into this conversation because you and I were having a wild chat before we went live and we have so much to talk about. And I think it'll be interesting to hear from everyone in the chat. For everyone who's in the chat, Matt, do you want to take questions later on in the show?
Absolutely. Totally.
Okay. So for everyone who is in the chat, if you have a question, type question in cap locks and then what your question is, and I'll know that you're wanting to ask Matt a question.
But feel free to make it as weird as possible.
Yeah.
Sorry to just throw that in there. I just threw it in there.
Go wild, guys. Go wild. So we're going to talk about so much today. We're going to talk about the energies because they've been a little freaky. And Matt did an incredible energy healing on me last week, which I'm so grateful for. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's been going on and also planetary liberation, timelines, latent intuitive abilities coming online. We're going to talk about all of that. Where do you want to start, Matt? Like, where should we go? Because we were talking about so much fun stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say the energy of the moment, the vibe that everyone's been encountering the last few days, or I guess we could say the intensity for some of us, though, maybe lack of intensity just over the past few days has been really, really wild. Just as we came in, we were both talking about this sort of sensation around the head. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Let's kind of jump into that because, you know, the energies have been a little interesting. Even in my alchemy group, in our Discord chat, people were just literally talking about it a couple hours before we went live about some of the things that they've been feeling. For me, Sunday particularly, I hit an energy wall around lunchtime and I'm on mountain time and it just hit me. And I lost all my energy and I was super high in energy. I had to lie down. I had to be in bed for a few hours. And then since yesterday, I've had this very odd headache, which I never get headaches. It's almost like a, it's like this very kind of subtle vibratory tingling all around my head. Nothing super painful, but it's making itself known it's there.
Totally.
And like, to me, it feels very third eye to me, because I know there's been so much happening with my third eye lately. And you were mentioning before we started the chat that it has to do with the chakra system. There's a secondary chakra system that is kind of activating right now. You want to go into that?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. This is, in my opinion, it's actually one of the most important things that we can be made aware of, at least when it comes to understanding sort of the senses and the intensity and the kind of craziness that everybody is getting right now. And it's not just, you know, we could say something like a chakra system. It's a multitude of other things in the body. But when you guys are seeing like the intensity and the craziness in people's eyes and that wild sort of like polarity trigger that everyone has right now, that a lot of that stuff, not all of it, but a tremendous amount of it has to do with these sort of what I would call like the energetic layers of the body. And along with the chakra system, there's this whole other layer of energy centers that we'll loosely refer to them as chakras. I don't even know if they behave specifically in the way that we are taught that chakras are, because I think one of the things that happens with fourth density is every element of the internal human body begins to just work a little bit differently. And so on a mass level right now, what we are experiencing is an activation of certain areas in the body. And I would say three in general, but the one that we were talking about before we came in here is probably the most palpable for people to experience. And a lot of it will have to do with solidity around the sides of the head. Some people have this feeling, it's sort of like a ring. Some people talk about how they feel like they have like this invisible hat on or a helmet. Other people get these buzzing feelings or even these little, and this is where it gets weird for some of us. Sometimes it's like worms, or they'll get this sensation of energy that kind of moves around the side of the head. And so it could be a number of things, but one of the things we're finding is that there's this, these things that I call the multidimensional portal chakras in sort of classical, you know, teachings, they call them the causal chakras. In my opinion, though, I think that it's just a very, it's not the correct term. I believe they're actual multidimensional portals that begin to spin and open up around the sides of the human body. We see this depicted in Renaissance art. In the old days, they would talk about, oh, well, you know, that's the halo, and it was meant to, number one, possibly signal an open crown chakra, but it also signals activation of what is essentially etheric machinery, or sort of like devices that begin to interact with the human body through this ascension process. And I know I'm going on a long rant here, but when I say things like, you know, machinery, people get a little bit weird. What it actually is the level to which your human energy is beginning to interact outside of the human body. So it's not like there's some technology interacting with us. It's human technology that is being activated. And I can go way more into that, but I will pause there. I believe that a lot of that sort of structural feelings that we're getting around the head is tied to some of that. I hope that makes sense. I know that was a lot.
Yeah. No, okay. So how is that happening then? What is causing us to interact more with these energetic portals alongside the body? Like what's the catalyst for that? Or what's the inspiration behind that actually going into effect?
Well, I would say once again, there are many. And anytime I think people ask these questions, you're like, well, what's the actual reason? Why is this happening? I'm kind of a weirdo in that, like, I like to stress that there are a multitude of reasons for each and every person. And so I believe the overall act, the sort of overall process that we are in is what I call one of the lower octaves of fourth density. The stage in which the additional layers of our body start to activate. So other people call it ascension, other people call it the dimensional shift, but it's something that is, in my opinion, being directly suppressed by the weird control matrix that we're having placed upon us right now, especially when it comes to deoxygenation of the population through the use of masks. Because one of the things we're noticing, especially with respect to the expanded mental abilities that many of us are also kind of opening up to, is that it's entirely dependent upon the level of oxygen, chi, hydration in the body on levels that are way, way different than they were in the past. And so, you know, once again, it's a multi-layered thing, but yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So yeah, I could definitely see how those who are having to wear masks all day, you know, whether they're kids in school or people at work, really having to wear those, how that completely limits the amount of oxygen that you're getting. I mean, just being in Mexico last month where it was super humid and having to wear it for moments, I couldn't believe how hard it was to breathe after a while. And so you believe that this is at least one of the avenues that the dark matrix, so to speak, is using to suppress the, I guess you could call it, the activation liberation of these portal systems within our energy field.
I think that the mask is kind of one of the most obvious day-to-day elements of an overall thing. And I'm very careful not to be one of those people that does like the anti-mask shaming that like, well, like the reason why you're like this is, you know, I'm totally not one of those people. I understand it's like a control matrix thing that has been put in place for many of us. And so I'm not here to say, well, you know, like you're wearing this thing on your face and therefore your chakras aren't expanding. Not at all. Yeah. But it is one subtle element of an overall control matrix that is being used to systematically over a multi-year timeline kind of dumb down, or in some cases, this is another crazy can of worms, also reverse the sort of sexual dominance of certain, you know, individuals. I mean, there's such a tremendously detailed kind of like matrix thing that's happening right now. It's not just the max, or excuse me, it's not just the mask. It's this multi-layered thing. And so I believe it's just part of what's happening right now at this fourth density shift in order to get us to buy into this really wild transhumanism timeline in which we literally give all of the power that we have left away to like whatever that is. And so at the risk of going on a really long rant, I will pause there, but yeah, I hope that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I want you to go into some detail about what you just brought up, like go into the sexual dominance shift that's happening, like go into more detail about that.
Totally. Well, it kind of ties in to a number of things. On one level, on an indirect level, it ties into this this phenomenon of alliances, groupings, and new orders that are coming into place on the earth plane, and that people are gathering like together and forming new brotherhoods, new sort of, I'll just say groups for the time being. One of the tasks of the soul groups on the earth plane right now is to heal, to reawaken, and to reform for what a lot of us is the sacral chakra, the root chakra, and also the solar plexus chakra. The lower chakras in the human body right now need to be reformed and healed. And what we're finding is one of the most potent areas for oppression, for implantation, for the fracturing of the, you know, the male-female union like principle in the body is the sacral chakra. And so for a lot of us right now, we are coming out from under generations and generations of sexual misery programming, shame that has been implanted in the body. And so one of the things that we're being tasked to do as a soul group right now, and I know many other people are aware of this as evidenced by all the other groups that were doing sacral chakra healings out of nowhere over the past few months. I don't know about you, but I've been seeing them all over the place. There's like a collective thing that's happening in which we're sort of healing this element of, you know, our collective energy. But anyway, at the risk of going on a long rant, I believe that we are being called at this stage of the game to heal our co-creative abilities so that we can reform this timeline and essentially take our power back as humans. And so I hope that didn't go on too far.
No, and just so you know, Kathleen says to continue ranting. She wants to hear it. So,
oh, thank you. Thank you, Kathleen.
Your rants are welcome here on the show.
I have to like edit myself because I'll just like go, okay, and this and this and this. So, yeah.
No, it's okay. Well, you're dropping some great information. So yeah, the co-creative abilities are so heavily tied to our sexual powers. It makes a lot of sense that, you know, that's been happening, that that's being activated and people are being called, like you said, through these soul groups to heal, activate, those areas more within us. You know, when I was up in the mountains a couple of weeks ago and I had that experience where I felt like the water frequencies were working with my body. And then I had this apparition of a shaman working with the energy, staying in the river, all the energy, even though it was coming through my ear sound wise, I felt it in my sacral chakra. There was a lot of release and it was healing and release energy because of the movement of the direction of the energy. So it makes a lot of sense. I feel like too, I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are on this is, what are your thoughts on the, ancestors of the land working with our soul groups right now to help facilitate us in this timeline shift?
Oh, I think that is totally real. And I believe it is probably happening, or at least the, what we would call the connectivity with those soul groups is happening on such a greater level. I believe it also ties into just this, the phenomenon, or rather the stage in which all of that hidden knowledge, all of the ancient knowledge, all of those cords that sort of tie us to those soul groups or those previous versions of us, or maybe in your case, you know, groups of elemental shaman, all of those beings and all of those networks are now in much, much greater, or we have just much greater access to those. And I think there are people on, you know, the earth plane right now that are getting like contacted, that are opening up, that are experiencing in dreams and visions and just sort of downloads and synchronicities, this, you know, just these pieces of info about their abilities or what they're meant to do, or this ancestral energy. Like in your case, you know, maybe it was clearing an element of your body to help you move forward in certain areas of whatever you were called to do. But I believe, yes, we are interacting with elemental soul group energies that will be individual to each of us, meaning that each of us in our own sort of what we would call like the guide entourage, you know, because everyone pretty much at this stage, we accept that, you know, we have spirit guides or what one might, you know, perceive as, you know, other consciousnesses. But in many cases, this is a revolving door of ancestors, friends, beings, versions of you that are totally cognizant and aware of what you are doing on this earth plane. And so I believe we are also entering the stage in which the elemental sort of versions of us, or the elemental spiritual entourage, is now back. And so I hope that makes sense, but it is absolutely real. So
yeah, I'm kind of seeing in my mind, I'm being shown like this uprising of all of these spiritual energies, the unseen typically to the human eyes, are really rising up to work collectively with those of us who are getting highly activated at this time. Because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it just through the comments on my videos. I'm seeing it in all of you who are in my alchemy group. Major intuitive stuff is turning on for them. And I'm curious, like with you and your clients and everyone in your groups, like what are you seeing? Like what are some of the things that are really prominent coming online for people?
It's a good question. Thank you. I would say one of the first skills that we on a collective level tend to notice, and it doesn't necessarily even tie into what's happening currently right now, but I would say just as a whole, when the human body begins to activate its intuitive abilities, we tend to start with things like clairsentience, which is the ability, you know, to feel other people's emotions or to physically, in certain cases, physically feel energy. But most of us will identify clairsentience in a very, very kind of strange way, because we will walk into the room as children and we get this horrible feeling, or we get this amazing feeling, and we are never given the tools to understand that those feelings that we get are actual abilities. And so what I've noticed in the clients that I've had over the past few months is, number one, clairsentience, which for a lot of us, for those of you guys that are watching, where does that come from in the body? Well, I believe it begins within the solar plexus chakra. If you want to go in the chakra system, if you want to go into the meridian system, I believe that clairsentience is a combination of energy between the small intestine. I believe it also has to do with the spleen meridian. And then one of the most overlooked places on the human body for sensing energy, the pericardium and the pericardium meridian. I believe when those pathways and those energy centers begin to activate, we start to pick up and feel other people's emotions in really, really crazy ways. The other thing, well, actually, there's another even more important center, but we will get to that later. The other thing that I think is happening is claircognizance, which is a little bit more limited in the body with respect to, I guess we could call the physical workings. And a lot of us right now are having that activate as one of their primary skills, and that's very, very gut related. It's small intestine, large intestine, it's vagus nerve related. And so I would say claircognizance, clairsentience, but those are also the most easily confused, because a lot of us will be getting these sort of signals. And I guarantee this happens with you and many other people, myself included. We will encounter people on social media right now, because that's one of the most common places where you see people, right? We encounter them on social media and you'll look at a person and you just know something. And we're like, what? I don't know. What? I don't know. But the reality is, at this stage in the game, that is one of the most commonly disregarded instincts, because we have the ability to receive an actual recording, or it's like this piece of information that will be downloaded into you immediately upon interfacing with someone's energy. And so anyway, not to go on a whole other weird thing, but yeah, that is a real thing. People are experiencing it on a daily basis. So.
Okay, so this is very interesting, and I completely agree with you. You brought up how the solar plexus, the small intestine, it's all kind of, you know, with pericardium and different meridians. Two questions. One of the things I've been noticing, and actually I was talking to a girlfriend today, and two girlfriends today, that one of the things I've noticed in my small intestine lately has been like, it's almost like it's vibrating in one section, like it's spasming, vibrating. It's weird. And it comes and goes. But have you experienced that, like with any of your clients, or what is that all about?
Well, I would say first off, it depends on what area of the abdomen, and I know we're
lower left. Anatomical.
Oh, you know what's crazy? Wow, it's wild. I was gonna say yes. Is it on the lower left? I would say when it comes to the actual physical anatomy of the intestine, I believe there is some sort of a valve or some sort of like a buildup area, which many people will experience kind of like miasmatic energy blockage on the lower left. But more importantly, outside of the physical realm, there's this thing called J seals, which is always a really crazy can of worms to open up because there are many terms and many ways to describe this, but other people will call them crucifixion implants, depending on what ascension school you subscribe to. Some people call them death seals, stuff like that. But what are they really? They are genetic kind of energetic blockages that exist throughout the entirety of our population. If you're a human being here born on the earth plane, it's my opinion that you will have this sort of what we call the J seal architecture installed in the human body. And what we find is there are sort of standardized blockages that will exist for some reason along the left side of the body. One of them tends to go along the left side of the head near the pineal gland. Another one tends to rest down near the back of the neck on the left side. Another one goes right down in the chest to the left side of the heart. Another one goes near the spleen. And then the one you're talking about, which is just my guess here, so only take it with a grain of salt, but it goes right down in the psoas muscle in the hip, and it will cause this sort of radiating feeling. And some people, one side of the body will begin to move up, the other will move down, will experience weird blockages toward intimacy. It does all kinds of wild things to the body. The good news is they're totally releasable. Not necessarily something that I think you can remove from the body, but there's like certain areas that have to be energetically sort of cleaned over the course of the life cycle. And so, you could be experiencing J seal stuff. You could also just be experiencing, you know, buildup in the gut. But like, what does that feel like to you? I know that was a lot.
Yeah, no, the seal thing actually resonates with me. I feel that it feels like it's always in the same spot, and it feels like it's at the end of the small intestine. And it's almost like the spasm. It's a spasm almost, and it's only in that one spot. And it hasn't happened too much lately, and I'm wondering if it's really reduced since I've had that experience up in the mountains. Then also the solar plexus for activating people's intuitive abilities when it comes to claircognizance. Yeah. Why is it the solar plexus that's so tied in?
That's a very good question. I wonder why is the solar plexus? I would say for one possible reason is, and this might be one of my weird intricacies. I don't know if other people have noticed this. I'm praying somebody else has, but when I sort of peer into the energy of people's chakras, for me, I will notice that there it's like this swirl or like a multi-part stream of all these energies. And one of the things that I have found about the solar plexus, and I know a lot of other people have too, is that there seems to be one side that will pertain to each, you know, like the mother side and the father side. So there's almost like two halves of an energy center, and mixed in the middle of that is like this weird series of like, it's like past frequencies, it's like ancestral stuff. It's all sorts of like weird family of origin programs. We will find literal phrases inside people's solar plexus. Like when I do work on them, like people will say phrases, or there'll be like a specific memory that will sort of hang out around there. Now, the reasons why those things gather there, I don't actually know, but I think it has a lot to do with that being one of the sort of junction points for the movement of conscious energy through the human energy system. And one of the things we notice is that when the solar plexus is activated, it totally changes the way in which we not only receive, but project information. And this is where it gets weird, because it tends to change not necessarily how we just feel it, but how we speak as well. And that's because I think we're also discovering with the secondary chakra system is that there is a direct link from the solar plexus to the throat. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for some reason, just within human energetic anatomy, they put this one thing right here that seems to have an effect on everything else above it. And so I guess that's why they call it the seat of our personal power, if you want to get technical. But yeah, fascinating.
So no, actually, I got a download while you were talking that made sense. As you were talking, I understood it more. The reason why it's connected to the solar plexus is because of our remembrance, our identity, a remembrance of who we are, connected to the claircognizant of. So it's about being able to traverse all time and space and going into the knowing of the past, the future, and the current moment. And when you were talking about the ancestral energies, that really kind of hit home and brought that download in further.
Oh, I like that. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So what are you seeing right now as energetically, also through the collective, the people? What are you seeing through planetary liberation right now?
I love that question. Ooh, let's see how to best say this. Wow, let's get weird. What am I seeing? I am seeing a whole group of individuals in a soul group all across the earth plane being reactivated. I said this in the group we did a few days ago. For those of you guys that end up seeing this, hello once again. But yes, this is the stage of the game in which literally the someone comes and knocks on the door and they're like, hello, Miss Nicole Frolic. Yes, your world needs you. Your country needs you. This realm needs you. Reactivate. Come back on. Remember who you are. We are being called at this stage literally to remember what it is that we chose to do in 2020 when this crazy like control matrix fell, when we were right at the last stages of that crazy dimensional shift and tipping the scales. Because the reality is, if you and I are having this conversation, it has already happened. It has already taken place. The fact that we are even able to have this conversation says that the timeline has already occurred. And so what are we doing right now? And this is, you know, maybe this is just Matthew and, you know, my own weird world. We are remembering what it is we were called to do. And one of the ways we do that is by gaining knowledge of the human energy system, clearing our chakras, clearing our meridians, understanding with true clarity in the human body. Suddenly these weird things start happening and we're like, oh, you know, it turns out I'm really good at this, or I was meant to do this, or suddenly my life takes this weird turn, or, you know, or maybe we remain exactly where we were, but with a whole new layer of awareness. I believe that when we talk about things like, you know, disclosure, ascension, whatever you want to call it, we are creating it, but it starts with remembering. And how do we do that at this stage? One of the easiest ways is to gather together and activate the human energy system with others, because it's something that we've done in civilization after civilization after civilization. And so here at the sort of repeat of what was once the fall of Atlantis, we are now recreating a whole new timeline. And so, you know, I know that's a lot for some of you guys that'll be watching, but really we are being called into service to save this planet because no one else is going to do it. The aliens are never going to open up a portal and the blue avians are going to roll through and be all, what's up, bro? You guys need it. No one's ever going to do that. We have to create it, you know, for ourselves. And yes, I know I'm being, you know, kind of sarcastic when I say that, but every day I look on social media and people are like, when the solar flash happens, it's going to be all over. And it's like, you guys, we're the solar flash.
Yes. And I got that. I got that download a while ago about like the solar flash is literally happening within you. It's the awakening of you. Yes. And it's not like some mass event that goes across the planet.
Although I would love if it did.
I know. It'd be really cool. It'd be way cooler than anything we've seen in Hollywood. But it's,
what
it's
if we're wrong though, and that is how that happened? Sorry to cut you off. And they're like literally on the other side of the portal. These beings are like, "Come on, you guys, what?" You know, and we're like, "Oh, it's not even real." And they're like, "Oh, you know." Anyway, sorry.
We're like, shouldn't have had that last drink.
Right. Anyway, sorry. I get
no, but I completely agree with you. I think it's important more than ever that we're coming together in groups and we're like, you know, whether it's you finding your soul tribe, getting involved online, getting involved in groups, whether it's in actual person or not, that is so important because it's true. I find the more I hang out with people who are activating, the more it activates me. And then I feel like I'm activating others. Like it's this domino effect. It's like we're almost like holding the keys for one another.
Oh, I believe it. We truly are. I started a very, very important group just here recently known as the Blue Flame Collective. of individuals who are literally gathering together for that purpose every month. And I think that in that space, in that group space at this stage, and, you know, granted, we still can't really do it in the physical, but those that are able to continually sync up, to synchronize your energy, and even to go through self-improvement, you know, like protocols, whether it be healings or like mass, like meditations or just group clearing exercises, which is primarily what I do, the effects are exponentially greater. I mean, in my opinion, if you're seeking a truly transcendent experience, we need to gather together and start to like really, really sink our energy, because there's this crazy magic that happens. I think we had nearly 50 people with us just a few days ago going through a very, very unique process to open up that sacral chakra, to open up the throat and the solar plexus chakra. And so I know I'm not the only one that is doing it, but in my opinion, that's one of the ways we can truly shift human energy at this stage.
Yeah. So. Well, and it makes sense considering all of the information and I guess people really kind of bringing voice to those who've been sexually abused, trafficked, the children, that makes sense that we actually do clearing through our own sacral area because of the repressed energy of the traumas sexually.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Really. Yeah, question here. Kathleen, it was cute, actually. I just got to scroll back up to it. She said, who's this coming to knock on the door? Our ancestors or our spirit guides?
Maybe it's all of them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the DIA. You never know. But anyway.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. Let's get into the timelines a little bit here. What are you noticing in a sense of timelines collapsing, timelines splitting? What are your own first personal experiences with timelines right now in this current time?
Thank you. Good question. And I will start by saying it is such a subjective and overused and it's almost like a platitude at this stage in like timelines, right? It's like everyone's talking about it. Does anyone actually know what they are, how they work? Not really. But I would say in my world, the way Matthew identifies a timeline would be an experiential wavelength of existence. However, when we whittle it down into, you know, something that we could, you know, make into a metaphor, like an example, it's sort of like a radio station that the human mind, body, spirit complex tunes into. And what we find is when we tune into those radio stations or those frequencies, it has a direct effect over the way things play out in the physical realm. And so when we talk about timelines, once again, this is my opinion. It's not like we're, you know, we're not getting in a time machine or like a, what was the car? Like the one from Back to the Future, whatever that thing was.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oregon.
We're not getting in that. What we're doing is shifting the vibration of the human mind, body, spirit complex into a new wavelength of being. And so, I think that we experience timeline shifts, you know, on actually a daily basis, literally with every single decision, choice, with the thoughts, with the alignments, with the way and like the behaviors that we choose to play out. And so on an individual level, we are making these timeline choices every single day. But on a collective level, I think that things might be working a little bit differently, because while a lot of us understand that there are infinite timelines, meaning just, you know, an infinite, you know, way in which any situation can, you know, sort of play out, I believe we are also working with sort of several, and I know it's always dangerous to, you know, like quantify, but several highly crystallized, or we could say highly formed, kind of loosely agreed upon timelines. And so right now, a lot of us are looking at this sort of like control matrix, transhumanism timeline. And I think there's many different versions of that that are sort of running at the moment. People like Jason Estes have a much, much clearer way of explaining it. He calls it the chaos timeline, which I think is a really good way to sort of like describe it, because what we're seeing right now is the ability for us to exist on both. And by both, I mean sort of like the sort of upper ascended wavelengths and also like the chaotic realm at the same time. And so it's almost like we're saying at this stage, it doesn't matter what timeline you're on, because we are all existing in all of them simultaneously. It's more about where we put our focus, where we put our alignment, what we're buying into, you know, the energy that we're putting into stuff and tying it back to the sacral chakra. I believe that's one of the most potent energy centers in the human body for the creation of timelines, because that's our that's the fire of our like creative ability. So I don't know if that answered the question or made it more.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it work moment to moment, every choice, every thought, every word we're choosing, we're interacting with various timelines. And what I've been getting, the information that I've been receiving is that depending on where you're at and how much you've been engaging or disengaging with certain narratives and things like that, is that you're starting to crystallize more of a certain timeline than not. So the fluctuation isn't as extreme. And that doesn't mean you may not experience bleed through from lower timelines or even higher timelines, but that you're starting to, there are certain groups of us that are crystallizing certain timelines more so now through the repetitive healing actions, desire to bring your awareness to self and heal that, so that you're in total control of the creation of that timeline that you choose to experience in this moment.
Yeah, I agree. I this is a little bit of a theory, but I think that over the past few months, a large group of us here on the earth plane, people, maybe I know myself, I'll just speak for myself. I know myself and many others had made a predetermined choice to remain in what some of us will call the chaos timeline for a period of time, while another large, you know, large soul group is actually, you know, maybe on another wavelength. Myself and many others made a choice to re-enter the chaos timeline for the express purpose of mobilizing and helping all those individuals who had not yet made the sort of fourth density polarization choice to really give people a chance to jump onto this sort of ascension timeline. I think that we are here right now healing and clearing all those people who are unaware, all those people who have still not awakened. And not in totality, what we're doing is clearing like the collective wounds. And I think that's why a lot of us have these blockages in the sacral chakra, blockages in the upper chakras, because it's not necessarily just ours. One of the things that happens at the, you know, like the start of fourth density is that we start sharing energy on this crazy, crazy, crazy level. And so some of us here existing on the chaos timeline right now are here for the express purpose of teaching those others how to clear not only that individual, but the collective energy. And so, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but I believe that's part of our mission right now. We are not only clearing ourselves, but it's everything on the earth plane. And my hope is that we can reach, you know, what some people call that like critical mass, or, you know, like whatever that, you know, what's the percentage, you know, that they talk about. Like as soon as we get to this number, then, you know, like we tip the scales. Maybe that's what we're doing by remaining here on the chaos timeline. Because I don't know about you, but I feel like we're on the chaos timeline. You know what I mean? Like open up your Facebook timeline. There it is, chaos.
And oh my God. Facebook is the epitome of the chaos timeline. 1,000%. Oh my goodness. And I completely agree with you. I think you're spot on there with a lot of that. And it's, you know, like, I think the other thing too that you mentioned there is that, you know, we're not just clearing ourselves, but we're clearing other things. But in order to help clear other things, you need to be a clearer vessel. So focusing on your own clearing is of the utmost importance. It's like that whole thing. You can't help others until you've helped yourself. And the more that we do within our own selves, the more available we are and stronger we are to assist those around us, the environment, the planet itself, all of that. So there was a question here from Greg way at the beginning. Let me just scroll right up there. He said, will energetic ties that have been cut repeatedly ever stay cut?
Will energetic ties that cut repeatedly ever stay cut? That's a very good question. In some cases, yes, you will only ever have to do it once. In many cases, and this is where we almost, which is a very good tie back into the idea of the lower octaves of fourth density and sharing. For many of us, you guys, at this stage, just by sitting there pondering wistfully about another person is going to reintegrate that th- thread or that like connection. And so, yes, we can clear, cut cords with people over and over and over again, but there will be residues, there will be elements, there will be programs, there will be, you know, where we get weird, like literal phrases and codes within the human body that will also be pertaining to that person. And so, you know, sometimes we will only ever have to do it once, but for many of us, it's sort of like an ongoing process. For some of us, it's like a health regimen that we will like continue to do as things arise. We sort of feel these old themes or these connections or these triggers or these previous associations with people. And I know a lot of us are getting this right now by encountering others that we will instantly, what's the word I'm looking for? Project our previous trauma upon other people in these really interesting ways that I think has kind of taken an uptick recently with all like the, political drama that's been happening. And so, yeah, like the cord cutting thing is, it's a very multi-layered process that I think for each of us, depending on the situation, depending on the subject matter, depending on the relationship, excuse me, also, you know, past life or, you know, other life like connections. It's a very, very complicated thing that, you know, for each of us is different. So I don't know if that answers it once again or makes it more complicated, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I want to say to Alara, 1 foot in 5D in the chat, thanks so much for sharing all of Matthew's links to his website and his YouTube and all of that. Thank you.
I have access to the chat. So I'm like,
yeah, I know. Matt has, I'm his portal into the YouTube chat right now.
No, I love it. I love
thank
it.
You. Thank you, sweetie. And I am so looking forward to Sedona 2020 as well. Greg says, thank you for that answer. He said it was excellent, Matt. Thanks for the question, Greg. And for anyone else in the chat, just let me know if you have any questions you want to ask Matthew. You know, Matt, can we go into more about this, you know, what you're seeing as, what uptick have you noticed on an energetic level of how the dark matrix control system is being leveraged against us? With this uprise in, you know, the activations and all of that.
I love it. Well, somehow I don't know if this will answer your question once again or make it more complicated, but I believe that the vast majority, and it's always a dangerous thing to say, the vast, like majority of what we are seeing with respect to this darkness or the oppression that we are seeing has to do with a very old concept known as the Wetiko. It was a term coined by the Algonquin tribe of northern Canada long, long ago. And what they talk about is a parasitic hive mind frequency, a literal mind virus that infects the minds of men, creating this sort of contagious, hyper-vigilant, ultra-narcissistic, and somehow cannibalistic wavelength that tends to just overtake human consciousness, all under the guise of right action and appropriateness. And so I believe that on a large level, what we're seeing with the political violence, with the insanity in, you know, the upper echelons of the blood cult that runs America, what we're seeing within the sort of dying, rotting being that we used to call Hollywood, and what we're also seeing within the sort of candy-coated false light ascension groups, is we are seeing essentially a multi-layered mind virus that overtakes people's consciousness and causes us to buy into this sort of hive mind thing. I believe it's one of the early stage offshoots of the sort of transhumanism timeline in which through eventual technological methods, we will create what is essentially a false version of the social memory complex. And so on the flip side of that, on the other side, I believe we also have the organic version of that that is building and taking place, although at a much slower level in the human body right now. And many of us are experiencing that organic version of that change through our own abilities that are starting up. Things like the stuff we were talking about earlier, clairvoyance, claircognizance. A lot of us are beginning to channel or open up sort of abilities to speak or use our guidance in different ways. And so there's kind of two sides of that coin. And it's interesting because we're on the equinox today. But there is an equal part of that like dark control matrix and also the organic ascension process occurring. And so, yeah, once again, I don't know, maybe that was a non-answer.
No, your rants are great.
What am I talking about at this stage? I think it's this. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Go with that. Anyway.
No, I think your rants are great. And curious also, what are your thoughts or perceptions, ideas on this? Because this is something that I've been given, that there is, obviously we've got crazy hyperpolarization of energies right now, hyperpolarization. However, if you can find neutrality and not engage in the hyperpolarization, you can actually use the hyperpolarization energies to your advantage to ride a wave of intuitive ability activation.
Yes, yes, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. That emotional reactivity for a lot of us, and you know, this is one of my weird terms. I call it the bait signal.
It's
a bait signal. Let me explain. On the fourth density energetic plane, the currency or the fragrance or the feeling or the essence of deeply polarized human emotion is incredibly attractive. It's incredibly visible. You can imagine it sort of like a very, very bright fire in a dark forest. And if you were in the dark forest and you saw that bonfire, you'd be like, man, let's go check it out. And so there are a host of beings, a host of energies, some conscious, some just parasitic, kind of like fleas, that will sort of gather around those great uprisings of human emotion. And so most of them will come very close to it and they'll just sort of burn off like a moth. But there are others, you know, like in that dark forest, there are the predators. And the predators will show up and exacerbate and sort of use and sort of extract that energy. And so I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, human emotion is one of the most powerful substances on the astral plane. And what's weird is I've already lost the essence of that original question. So you might have to tell me.
So knowing all of that, knowing mm-hmm. how high that is, because it does become like a louche in mm-hmm. many ways. But it's also, for lack of a better term, a louche for us to utilize in activating our own intuitive abilities if we yes. remain in neutrality.
Absolutely. Thank you for kind of bringing me back there. So one of the points on the human body that we can start to work with to release our emotional reactivity, or rather one of the pathways in the body that will sort of hold pressurized emotions. A lot of us have that right now. After, you know, like a month or two or a few weeks, we have this thing that happens. I get it, like a lot of us do, the triple warmer or triple heater a meridian. And you'll know where it is. There's a few points right around the ear. But what we're finding is that along the triple warmer meridian in the human body, we begin to experience tremendous emotional buildup. It's like this thing that just circulates through actually three chambers of the body, the head, the heart, and the gut. And so for those of us that have unexpressed, deeply polarized emotions, whether it be trauma, whether it be just, you know, empathic stuff that we would picked up, the triple warmer has a whole new role as an energetic structure in the body, because it just recirculates trapped emotions in the body. It'll go to the head, the heart, the gut, over and over again. So people can start working with opening up the triple warmer, the triple heater. And also one of the ways we'll do that is just by speaking, talking, like voicing things. And some of us will just need to do it incessantly. The reason why we do that right now is also because of the gallbladder meridian, which is right next to the triple warmer, and it does this weird circuit all over the side of your head. The reason why that's important is because for many of us right now that are activating, you know, intuitive abilities, we are holding all sorts of data, all kinds of experiences. People have heard me say this many times recently, but how will you know what it is? It's what you're thinking of when you're standing in the shower and you're just like looping through this stuff and you're like, oh man, I would say it differently this time. And you know, you're like, you're playing through all those weird scenes, or you're laying in bed and you're like still going into 2015 and you're like playing, that's the stuff that is lodged in those pathways. And so what we are discovering is that those are the elements or the areas that we can start to work with to release the emotional reactivity. For those that are able to not react and notice an energetic stimulus coming in, that's when we are able to then make use of our skills or whatever the senses are and begin to perceive, like, what is this energy? Is it mine? Is it theirs? Anyway, I hope some of that makes sense. I feel like I'm just going on and on with you. But.
No, absolutely. Because if you're emotionally clear in your field through neutrality, then you're able to pick up on the more subtle, more sensitive energies that are trying to communicate to you from higher densities. Because from what I understand, that the densities are levels of awareness. So if you want to be picking up information, say from the seventh dimension or the 12th dimension or whatever, you know, wherever you're extracting your information from, emotionally, you do need to be in a state of neutrality. But there's also something there about the heightened energy of the polarization that also facilitates it faster for those of us who can avoid it. It's interesting.
No, totally. It works both positively and negatively. One of the ways I think we can make use of the enhanced connectivity of the heart chakra and also the one up above it known as the thymic or high heart chakra is we can literally send kind of, this is a weird term for some people, heart-based text messages. And I want to give credit to Sean Bond, wherever you are, for that phrase, but heart-based text messages, for a lot of us, that's a very weird term, right? Some people are going to be like, what are you talking about, man? But it is that moment when you hold this really intense, really deep emotional idea or feeling about a person, and then you allow that energy to flow through you, whatever, wherever you are, whether it be positive or negative, we are at the stage in which we are going to feel it. Here's the thing. They might not be cognizantly aware of it, but the human body is still going to receive the energy. And so those of us that are aware of that energy are starting to feel other people on crazy levels. And so it goes both positively and negatively, but you can literally contact other people using your emotions at this stage. And some people will hear that and be like, what? But it is literally true. And I guarantee you are already doing it. You start thinking of somebody or have a really deep emotion about them and they're going to show up. Most often it shows up on social media first because that's unfortunately one of the most accessible areas of the like digital layer in the brain. That's why the AI that's working with social media is able to pull stuff right out of your head and put it on your phone. And so you're going to see that person or the people that you're interfacing with energetically are going to start showing up. They're going to show up in weird ways. And some of them are going to know and they're going to end up contacting you. It's a very, very interesting thing. And I guess the reason why I'm going on and on about this is because other people are going to experience this on a much greater level.
I already am. And so let's talk about it. Nicole James says, oh, I love that heart-based text message. Yeah, girl, so do I. So here's the really interesting thing, because when you and I were doing my healing last week, we were working on the thymus chakra, like that upper heart chakra. And there was some energy that needed to be released there through something that I was going through. And literally a couple days later after that happened, I had a friend text me and she's like, you just flashed before my eyes. And I said, really? I go, what for? And I go, what was it about? She goes, your eyes were smiling and it felt like your upper heart chakra was activating. And I'm like, whoa, this is so interesting. And then what's also really cool, which my close friends are going to know about this because I've spoken to them at length, that there is someone who is definitely picking up on the heart text messages, those heart-based text messages, and it's transpiring into physical communication. So it's definitely happening. I'm feeling it.
That's really cool to hear. Thank you for that's a very interesting confirmation of a lot of the stuff that I've been working with. Not necessarily in your case specifically, but every day, over and over and over again, when we clear energy away from key areas in the body, pericardium, heart, lungs, and also the thymic chakra. For those of you guys that are watching, sometimes as soon as I talk about it, we get a weird lump in the base of our throat or the top of our chest. And so some people will feel that, others won't. But this is one of the areas in which as soon as you will clear energy from this, it's like a microphone or a magnet, which is a weird idea, but it will be pulling in other people's emotional energy. You'll find that you will walk into a room or encounter people and you'll get a way stronger vibe. For some people, it gets very overwhelming, which can be good and or bad. In other cases, you will begin to pull in people's emotions. For those that aren't shielded or don't have, their energy centers or just, you know, themselves under control, they'll begin to draw energy into the pericardium. And you will even find yourself, you will have that person in your head later, or you'll be saying the phrases, or you'll pick up pieces of other people's conversation and you'll find yourself using them later. A lot of it has to do with the interesting absorbency of the high heart chakra and just other areas of the body. It's really, really wild. I'm kind of a weird, like, energetic anatomy nerd, I'm starting to realize. So sorry to go.
No, well, one, I'm a total anatomy nerd myself. I love anatomy. And from what I've seen in the comments, people are loving it. So geek on. And Greg says he's going to practice the heart-based text messaging tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's a really cool thing to practice with.
Summon as much emotion as you can. It really is based upon, and you know, here's the thing. I'm saying this in 2020, you know, and it's like we're just getting our foot in the door of fourth density, and we're like, yeah, just send, you know, this way. The reality is, and this is one of the things we teach in the school that I've created, is that it's different for every single person. Some of us will be able to muster this deep well of emotion and instantly send that to another person, and they will have instant success. Other people, we may have to work through certain barriers or certain sort of elements in the body. One of the things that I'm teaching right now, one of the things we are teaching in the School of Multidimensional Intuition, is how to figure out what is your specific frequency, what is your, you know, specific ability. So I would say, yes, please do practice with that. But notice that each and every one of us is going to already have our own specific next indicated sense that's available. And for some of us, it's like a telepathic thing. Some of us, it's psychic sight right now. Some of us, it is the claircognizance. But anyway, yeah, absolutely real. So sorry to cut you off. You were going to say something.
No. And well, here's the interesting thing, because I had Andrew Bartzis on last week, and he was talking about how we were talking about the underwater civilizations and how they have their own social media, a communication system, but without like the big dopamine release that we are all addicted to through our social media interactions. And it's interesting because what you're talking about to me sounds like a basic kindergarten level of what they're doing on like the underwater civilizations that they've mastered. So their networking system, their social media system of heart frequency interactions, what you're suggesting through this heart-based text messaging to me sounds like we're pulling in that kind of system into the above ground civilization.
Oh, I hope so. Did he say what that civilization was called by chance? I'm just curious.
Well, he said there was hundreds of underwater civilizations. So they're all different ones communicating with one another. You know, he's like, so for basic reasons. Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. So, Andrew Bartzis is a really cool person. I'm so glad you had him on your show. I love hearing like the density of the stuff that he has access to. It's wild.
I know.
The reason why that's kind of odd is because I have remote viewed. Oh God, we're just going to get really weird for just a quick second. I have remote viewed what I believe to be bases or massive structures deep in the ocean that are actually made of organic material. We would go so far as to say one of them appeared to be made of something that was the material of an actual starfish. It was like an organic structure that myself was finding somewhere down in the ocean. I've found it over and over and over again. I don't know if they're like military installations, if they're ET bases, if they have something to do with underwater civilizations, but I believe they're accessible by a lot of us. Like if I'm able to find those just in my own journeys, I believe other people are, but they're actually organic structures. Very, very interesting. Anyway, not to go on a weird rant, I was hoping he had more info about that.
Well, he was just talking about how they use the water, the programmable water, and the different kind of rocks and crystals below the surface to assist them in their intuitive interactions and abilities to have these highly intuitive experiences on this planet that are less likely to happen above ground because of the dark control system that runs the above ground here. So... But I think that's really cool. So you're seeing like starfish material on these bases.
That's the best way that I would be able to describe it. That's why it sounds kind of cheesy where I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to mention this weird thing. But it shows up so much that I think it's one of those things that people are you know, maybe in the distant future they're going to be discovering, or maybe it's just something that gets shown to Matthew, or who knows. My wife's also found them. She was actually the person that made me aware of them, which was even weirder. It's something that we both viewed like collectively in a strange sense. Other people have also found those, but who knows? Who knows what it is? Just like a point of reference for me understanding like the weird stuff out there. I believe there's also a bunch of new structures on the back of the moon, which is always a crazy thing to talk about because everybody wants to like remote view the moon, but it's incredibly accessible, I think, as well. I think that, you know, for a lot of us, that's also one of the most available skills, but it's also one of the most distorted in the body, the ability to psychically view another point in space or time, because I believe that's the one that's also going to be under the most programming. And like a lot of us will sort of instantly try to, you know, view an object or a location or a thing, and we'll instantly get pertinent information within a fraction of a second. It will be downloaded into the body. But what happens is we instantly, it's like we open up an envelope and we're like, oh, this is this, and that's that. And we instantly distort it. And so when it comes to that stuff, that's why I try to ask, and I'm like, huh, I wonder what this is. Has anyone else heard of this? Because I try not to make any real hard and fast like conclusions about stuff, but. Anyway.
Well, Andrew's coming back on the show in a month or so. So, because he had such a great time, I'm going to totally ask him about that.
Yeah, because like I wonder, are they military installations? Are they ET installations? Are they, you know, just whatever? But it does appear, I would even go so far as to say there's a network of them around the islands of Hawaii. I'd say there's a network of them around the islands of Cuba. There's a network of them around something that, in my opinion, looked like, this is where I could be totally wrong, Iceland or in the northern hemisphere. But I believe they're, and as I'm saying this, wow, it's wild. As I'm saying this, I'm being told they're probably extraterrestrial installations. But I think they have something to do with the aquatic races. And they're almost like bubbles that will exist on the floor of the ocean. It's like a bubble that will be down there. But I believe that if one were to physically encounter it, it would be literally like a creature, like this sort of gelatinous, almost like a starfish almost. Anyway, so.
So that's interesting. That's a strange one. Yeah. Ooh, I love where this just went.
I had no idea we were going there.
Yeah, no, neither did I. So interesting. And I find, you know, like, there's so much still to be discovered on this planet, you know, let alone way out in the galaxy of this universe and universes beyond. I just think that there's so much fascinating things still to discover here that would blow all of our minds. It's wild. So really quickly, before we end the show here, for those of those watching right now who are interested in strengthening their remote viewing skills, what are some of the techniques that you suggest, like one or two that really help kind of bridge the gap?
For remote viewing specifically, or just for intuitive ability?
Remote viewing.
Well, that's
because it's been coming. People were just talking about it in the chat.
No, thank you. I'm in the process of creating a remote viewing protocol that my hope is will be teachable around the beginning of 2021. It was one of the first skills that I sort of just organically unpacked for me. What's weird is I tested it with somebody on Facebook. Somebody in a Facebook group was like, I want to do a remote viewing experiment. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. I want to do it. And I just instantly was like, okay, here's your room. Here's a bookcase. Here's a bed. Boom, boom, boom. And it was a weird thing that taught me instantly, okay, something's happening there. And so I would say one of the first things that really helped me, which is always a cheap answer, was a really, really deep and just a dedicated heavy metal and parasite detox regimen, in which you really not only clear the energy from around the sides of the head, there's a bunch of things you can take, everyone's an expert, but just really opening that up for me started to help me make use of noise and help me avoid all this weird noise and make use of all these other sort of visual signals and things that were popping in. So I would say detox is one of the first and most overlooked things that we could do. Secondly, this is also the answer that no one really likes. Deal or start working with our emotional triggers and our sort of biases. Those signals that you get upon looking at another person and you instantly get this sort of vibe or this feeling about them. A lot of us have to begin working with that initial input signal, because that's a really huge blockage for intuitive ability, whether it be, you know, remote viewing, whether it be other types of interfacing. We have to break through this one initial barrier for a lot of us. And the reason why it gets complicated is because that initial barrier is different for each and every person. However, when it does come to remote viewing, I believe on a collective level, we are about to experience a huge activation of that ability, and tying it all the way back to the very thing you and I first talked about, these new chakras, well, not new, they're already existing portal chakras that begin to activate around the sides of the human body. The reason why these are important, I think, for psychic sight is because they interface directly with the third eye. And the third eye, for those of you guys who don't know, is a multi-part energy center. It's not just this. It's also a place in the back, a place at the top, a point at the roof of your mouth called the Talu chakra. And not only that, it is also a place in the back of your head that some people in the world call the Bindu chakra. And so the third eye is a combination. It's like a literal device that exists in the human body. To make it even crazier, I know we're going on and on, but to make it even crazier, if anyone wants to look at what the actual energetic layout of that is, look at a diagram of the Great Pyramid. It's going to give you an interesting download, an interesting piece of coding is going to be downloaded into your body. It's a very strange thing. I'm curious about hearing some people that actually do that, but it's actual layout for, you know, the chakra system in the human body. So anyway, I'll pause there. I know I'm going on and on. But yeah,
your craziness is welcome here, Matt. Yeah. I think everyone's like, no, keep going.
Right. Well, yeah, we can, and we can also do that on another stage.
That's wild, and I totally see the pyramid parallel there. So that makes a lot of sense.
Pineal.
Yeah.
The pituitary, even those like the king's chamber is like those are all openings on the human body, and there are certain stages in the year in which you have direct access, in which you can activate and move those. And so anyway, yeah.
Well, this has been fascinating. I've really enjoyed having you on the show, Matthew. And I know everyone in the chat has been really loving what you're putting down. You've got some events coming up. Do you want to let the audience know what you've got coming up and where they can find you?
Absolutely. First off, the most recent thing coming up is Portal to Ascension. There's a 5-day summit that they're doing. I believe I will be appearing on Thursday, October 1st. And so for those of you guys that are interested, please go to Portal to Ascension. You guys can register for free or by donation. There's a tremendous amount of amazing people, far more interesting than myself, going to be there. So I hope you guys will check it out. That's one. That's the most upcoming thing. Secondly, I have recently created, this is kind of a weird can of worms, an actual multi-dimensional spiritual orders. It is a group of ascending beings, travelers, spiritual warriors, wanderers, mystics. It's called the Blue Flame Collective. And it is a monthly group that meets. It's part of the Patreon thing that I do. But we just had our first meeting of people literally all over the world. I was blown away by the response of people that showed up for this. I had no idea that it was going to happen. But what it showed me is people are ready for monthly multidimensional intuitive training, actual processes and things that we can begin to do to open up our intuitive abilities and to clear the human energy complex. So that's the Blue Flame Collective. And so we meet every month. The next meeting is October 17th. And then finally, the very last thing is I have a really, really cool class coming up. It begins on October 25th. And it is part of a series I'm beginning called the Fourth Density Survival Series, in which what we're doing is learning how to clear key elements of the human energy system, the meridians, the chakras. It's a series of classes that we're doing over the next year. And so that starts on October 25th. And you guys can check that out at rememberyourmission.com. And so...
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, Derek said he's going to definitely check that out. And I think a lot of you really should. Thank you so much, Matthew, for coming on the show. To everyone, all of the links to get to Matt's work and to find him on social media, YouTube, Facebook. That's all in the description below and in the show notes for all of you listening to the audio podcasts on Spotify and iTunes. Thank you so much for all of your support, everyone. I love you so much. Thanks for joining me every week. And take good care of yourselves. Keep activating all of those energetic centers and strengthening your intuitive abilities. And we will be back with you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening and being such a supportive audience. All video episodes can now be found on my personal YouTube channel, Nicole Frolic. If you would like to further support the show, you can visit my merchandise shop or send any donations to the PayPal link in the description below. Remember, a mind is like a parachute. Unless it's open, it's useless. So keep joining me each week as I continue to expand the mind and explore life beyond this reality.